Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. This is not Mark Walters. Mark is Mark's unavailable today. Yeah, I think hopefully later in the show we'll get Mark joining us and he could fill you in on the woes of driving in Atlanta. You know, perhaps we'll get him on the program to talk to you about that. This is Mike though from Mike Porsky from Arms Room Radio. You heard me on Mark's program several times. I've guest hosted with you here many times as well. In fact, this past Sunday night on the Monster Show, I was with Mark on the third hour, and we talked about a couple of different things. I know we talked about My Pillow, though. What a great pillow that is. We'll get to that a little bit later in the program. Promise you that. And then again yesterday, Mark's program. He told you that we talked about Sheriff Bob Gualtieri down there in Pinellas County, Florida. I'm sure I will get to Sheriff Bob at some point too to talk about my feelings, my opinions, my views of Bob and his high sheriffness. So we'll talk about that first. Though, coming out of Florida and Georgia, I wanted to talk to you about some sore losers. Sore losers, Michael. You must be talking about the recent election. Oh, you darn skippy, I am. Sore losers, Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum. You folks are familiar with them? I know. Listen, if you listen to any bit of Mark anytime before, you know who these people are. If you've watched any amount of news and been a supporter of democracy and this republic, you know who Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum are. Well, they're up to some shenanigans. They've got some shenanigans going on. They've lost their elections. I guess the only downside to Andrew Gillum losing his election is that he's still the mayor of Tallahassee, Florida. So, you know, they still have to deal with him up there. Stacey Abrams, the failed gubernatorial candidate from Georgia, and you know her. She, the election was on the 7th. What's that? Makes it 20, 21 days since the election. She has still not conceded. she has said that, you know, she understands that that Governor-elect Kemp is moving forward to become the legitimate governor of. Well, she won't say that he's become the legitimate governor. She won't say that she concedes. She says she understands he's moving forward as the governor. This is a woman that this is a tantrum is what we're getting here. This is the entitled youth tantrum that you would see from a 6-year-old. I want my way. I want my way. I've always had my way. I get my trophy. I get my star every time. And now I want to be your governor. Well, she's not. Clearly, she's not. We know that Governor-elect Kemp is moving forward there, and Andrew Gillum down in Florida was after the recount, after the recounts that they did down here. They did a machine recount because he was under the 5% margin there, and he had to undergo a machine recount. Oh, okay, all right, great. Let's move on now. Do we have to keep hearing from you? Can't you go back to Tallahassee and do your thing up there in Tallahassee? No. Democrats Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum are calling on U.S. Senate to reject President Trump's nomination of federal judges in North Carolina. Really? Do you want to get involved? Now we've got the Senate session coming in again before we go back to, before we have the new senators and congressmen take place. I almost said before we have the new Congress's inauguration, thanks to a certain congresswoman-elect out of New York. I think you know who I'm talking about. But she's a winner. Isn't she a winner? Should we wait? We'll talk about her later. So you have Democrats Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum now sticking their nose in somebody else's business. Why? Why do you ask? Hey, Mike, why? Why would they be sticking their nose in somebody else's business? Well, two things. Easy. They want to keep their name in the spotlight. They want to be out there. They want to be players. Whether it's now, whether it's 2 years from now, in the 2020 cycle, or perhaps, you know, leading up to the 2020 election cycle, they want their names in there. What could possibly be the reason that these two have sticking their nose over in North Carolina's business? We got the failed governor from both states of Georgia and Florida sticking their nose in a federal judge business in North Carolina. Well, they say that judge that has been nominated supported measures that say disenfranchise African-American voters. Okay, there it is. Did I play the race card? No, CNN just threw the race card right on you. What have we told you over and over again? When you're losing, point to the race card. That's exactly what the party politic of the Democrats is doing right now. They continue to pull the race card. They tried this. Listen, Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum both tried this. I believe it was DeSantis' camp that said, he's now the governor-elect of Florida, said something around about, you know, we need to quit monkeying around. And all of a sudden, monkeying around is a racist comment. I guess if you think that monkeys are a race to discriminate against, I don't understand that necessarily. That's just it's an expression. It's a saying. I don't understand how that becomes a racist statement, to use a colloquialism that has been in effect forever and ever. All right. I'll move forward. Judge Thomas Farr's record of hostility and disregard for fundamental civil rights disqualifies him for a lifetime appointment that will allow him to codify his discriminatory ideology into law. This is the statement released by Abrams and Gillum. So they believe that he's disqualified. They believe. It's their belief. And so far, the only thing that I can gain from CNN, so far, the only thing that I can gain from all of these other institutions, you call them institutions. They used to be institutions of information. Now they're just opinion pages. The only thing that I can see that disqualifies, or that gives them the ability to say that this man is disqualified, is because they are African-American. That's it. That's all I see. That's the only thing I see here. We can call on you, all U.S. senators who revere our democracy, who put that democracy above party loyalty, to reject this nomination and deny Thomas Farr the platform to continue his crusade against voting rights. I'm going to tell you what his voting rights crusade is also. You might save that for the second segment of the program and just continue with this a little bit longer. Abrams and Gillum, who lost in their respective bids to be governors of Georgia and Florida, argued that North Carolina's Eastern District should be represented by a bench that respects its diversity, not one that actively works to disenfranchise them. Wow. This guy, Thomas Farr, this guy's got to be a madman, you know, listening to this story, reading this story. He must, I don't know, he's putting Jews on trains or something. You know, this is absolutely horrible, the way they're describing this guy. He must own slaves. That must be what it is. Thomas Farr must own slaves, must have found a loophole, and probably continues to own slaves, because that's definitely where this story is pointing. You remember Abrams accused her opponent, Brian Kemp, who was overseeing the Georgia gubernatorial election as Secretary of State. He also accused him, Brian, of voter disenfranchisement and suppression. And the Florida gubernatorial race was marked by racially charged rhetoric. You remember the rhetoric. Somebody said, hey, let's quit monkeying around and get back to business. That's all they said. Horrible, huh? Well, you know, this guy, Thomas Farr, I'm going to tell you about this guy, this judicial nominee, Thomas Farr, and what his clear discrimination, disenfranchising of African-American voters. By the way, before we get to that, I don't know if I told this story to you folks. I'm a vote suppressor. I don't know if you know that. I'm a vote suppressionist. A vote suppressor. I'm not even sure. I'm so new to it. I don't even know what the word is. I don't know if, would that be a vote suppressioner or a vote suppressionist? Maybe I have to have some sort of, you know, after a certain amount of training, I get one title or the other. I don't know. I do know that I posted a meme. I'm a meme guy. I like to send memes back and forth. You know, that meme's funny. I keep old Mark Walters full of memes all the time. And all I get back from him is the ha 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 stop. I'm trying to drive. That kind of stuff. And I tell him, hey, listen, here you go. These are memes. This is what the country is all about now. We're moving our way forward in memes. Here was the meme, folks. It said, hashtag vote, right? Everybody wants to vote. You should be voting. And I think this was on Sunday or Monday prior to the election. And then it said, remember, Republicans vote on Tuesday the 7th and Democrats vote on Wednesday the 8th. Make sure you show up the right date and time. Something along those lines. Funny, right? Because if any of us have paid any attention whatsoever as an adult, as a kid studying civics and, you know, government, you know that we all vote on the same day. We all vote on the same day. And this is meant to be humorous. This is meant to say, ha, ha, ha. Looking, we're trying to trick you. We're trying to trick you. And I got called by Facebook as a vote suppressionist. That's what we're going to go with. I'm going to say vote suppressionist. So it was taken down. I was thrown off the Facebook for a couple of days, and I'm a horrible man. I'm a horrible man. Look, we get back from the break. I am going to tell you about Thomas Farr. I'm going to tell you all about what he's done to disenfranchise the African-American voters in North Carolina and throughout the Southeast. He's a horrible man, according to Democrats Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum, the current losers of Georgia and Florida gubernatorial races. We'll be back after the break, folks.
All right, gun owner, you want complete confidence knowing that you're ready to defend your family? How about free firearms training and education? Well, this is your chance to claim your free guide and audiobook to complete concealed carry and family defense confidence. I talked about it earlier, but this offer won't last forever, and these guides are totally free. So what do you have to lose? Just text the word GET to 87222 for instant access to the USCCA's Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide and audiobook. It's easy, it's quick, it's completely free. Plus, you'll finally know how to detect attackers before they see you, what to do when talking to the police, how to handle an active shooter, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages, includes an audiobook to listen in your car, and it's completely free. Plus, if you act now, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. But this offer won't last forever. So text the word GET, G-E-T, to the number 87222 right now before they're gone. Don't miss this essential free guide and audiobook. Text GET to 87222. That's G-E-T to 87222.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, gun owners, do you want complete confidence knowing that you're ready to defend your family? How about free firearms training and education? Well, this is your chance to claim your free guide and audiobook to complete concealed carry and family defense confidence. You heard us talk about it earlier, but this offer won't last forever, and these guides are totally free. So you know what do you have to lose? Just text the word GET, that's G-E-T, to 87222 for instant access to the United States Concealed Carry Association's complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide and audiobook. It's easy, it's quick, it's completely free. If it's free, it's for me. Plus, you'll finally know how to detect attackers before you see them, what to do when talking to the police, how to handle an active shooter, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages, includes an audiobook to listen to in your car, and it's completely free. Plus, if you act now, you also get a bonus home defense checklist. But this offer won't last forever, so text the word GET, that's G-E-T, to the number 87222 right now before they're gone. Don't miss this essential free guide and audiobook. Text G-E-T to 87222. That's G-E-T, GET, to 87222. Hey, welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. My name is Mike. You might have realized that this voice is not that of your usual host and provider of information, Mr. Mark Walters. This is Mike Porsky. I'm from Armed American Radio. I'd love to be from Armed American Radio. I just sit in every once in a while. I'm from Arms Room Radio, so it's great to be sitting in here in Mark's chair. It's great to be asked to sit in here. Hey, last segment we were talking to you about Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum. You know them. We just call them, they should be like the, should we call them like the loser twins? What could we possibly call them? I don't know. The loser seems harsh. How about the non-winner twins? They're not winners. We'll call them the non-gubernatorial winners. Maybe they have a club. Maybe there's a club. Maybe they can get together. There's a handshake. I don't know. Let's see. And I was told you that I was going to tell you about Judge Thomas Farr, the potential appointment to the North Carolina Federal Appeals Court. Well, they make him out to sound like, again, he's putting Jews on trains, like he still owns slaves there in North Carolina. I'm going to tell you what his horrible, horrible crime is, that he disenfranchises, that he suppresses people. He announced, Judge Farr, his role in providing legal counsel to North Carolina Republican Party on the state's congressional map. It was struck down as partisan gerrymander. I'm going to give you a little civics here. We're going to go a little high school civics. We're going to talk about gerrymandering. Congressional gerrymandering is what they're talking about, either at your state house or at the federal house. Gerrymandering. I want you to think about the past presidential election of 2016. We all sat there. We looked at the big board on whatever news station you happen to be watching, and you saw the outlines of the shapes of the states. You saw if they went red or if they went blue. And attached to each one of those was the number of electoral votes, depending on the current population. That's how they determine electoral votes, the population of those states. That's why your New Yorks, your Californias, your Floridas, your Texases, those are your big important ones, getting down in there in Illinois a little bit after that. So these states, outlines of the states at the state borders determine which way those electoral votes go from that state. Okay? Let's get down into the states themselves. You go down into the states, and you just saw this probably while watching Florida and the beautiful Broward County. Broward County, I tell you what, folks, first off, it's coming. It's the holiday season. We're through Thanksgiving. We're coming up on Christmas. If you are going to be visiting Florida, please make sure you stop by Broward County and get your vote in. We are first in late voting. So please be sure you get down there and vote in Broward County if you're in town. Now, you've seen the maps of the states, and they divide it down to the counties. Which county voted which way? This county voted this way. This county voted that way. Now, those don't have electoral numbers to them. It's just this number of votes. When you get down inside your state, It's the total number of votes. It gets down to, at the very end, this candidate has 5,000 more votes than that candidate. So although you see the outlines of the counties, it doesn't matter how many counties you won. Oh, there's 67 counties in the state. I won, 34. You won 33. I win. No, it's total numbers of votes. Okay, tracking with me here so far? When you get to Congress, whether in your state Congress, your state house, or it's on the federal level, you're now talking about non-traditional borders. It's a line drawn on the ground as opposed to a county or a city. What has typically happened in the past is that the lines for congressional districts were drawn around population centers and, to put it bluntly and carefully, around Democrat votes and around Republican votes. So you would see the lines of a congressional district surrounding an African-American neighborhood, around a white neighborhood, a Hispanic neighborhood, is the way that they've drawn them in the past, because they're trying to collect and they want to have representation of Hispanics, of African-Americans, and then whites and whoever else it happens to be in your Congress, state or federal. Well, somebody has come along and said, you know what, why are we doing that? Why are we taking and why are there gimmies? How is it all right for you to go politic inside the Hispanic neighborhood if you're Hispanic, or if you're in the black neighborhood and because you happen to be a black person running for office, or if you're the white guy running in the rich or the affluent neighborhood, and that's because that's how it's always portrayed: white guys in the rich neighborhood and the black guys in the ghetto. That's not how it is. Poverty touches everybody, but they go and they surround these areas and they make them congressional districts. Well, what came out, and this is something that Judge Farr supported, was why are these lines different than everything else? Why are these lines different than county lines? Why are these lines different than total numbers of lines? Why don't we make these, and this has happened in many states, we'll make these borders either city limits, county limits, or around geographical features. This side of the river, that side of the river, there's a running down a mountain ridge, whatever it happens to be, normal geographic boundaries. And in many states that stuck. In North Carolina, they said no, because if you don't want to circle, this is what they're not telling you, if we can't circle a small pocket of African Americans so they get their own vote, then that's voter disenfranchisement and suppression. I'm sorry, if I want to be your congressman, I want to be the congressman of all the people. I don't want to be the congressman of just one small group or not. I'm a congressman representing the entire neighborhood, the county, the city, not just pick and choose where you're going to have your disenfranchised, suppressed voters. Sorry for the civics lessons, folks. That's it. Listen, you're going to hear more from me. We're going to come back after the break. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. And who knows? Maybe we'll get a surprise caller. You never know what's going to happen on the program here. So stick around. Join me here. Listen, if you're near it, you can hit me up and I'll take a look at it on the Twitters. It's at Arms Room Mike. Go to at Arms Room Mike. Throw me a tweet and I'll get back to you.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. This is not Mark Walters. This is Mike Pawlowski. I'm sitting in the big chair for Mark. If you can, again, if you want to follow along with me, I don't have access to Mark's Twitter, so I'm just going to give you mine while I'm sitting here. It's at Arms Room Mike, at Arms Room Mike, and I can take a look at that and listen in with you, and we can talk, we can go back and forth, we can have a little dialogue if you would. Hey, you know, I was out this weekend. Might have been Monday. I was over at the home improvement store. I probably shouldn't say the names. It was the blue one, not the orange one, if that makes a difference to you. It was the blue one, not the orange one. Now, trying to avoid the lawsuits coming back at me. And I was walking through the store. I was looking around, and I noticed, it was actually pointed out to me, that they had and they were selling a whole bunch of gun-free zone signs. The gun with the red circle around it, with the line through it for gun-free zones. Now, this wasn't. They weren't saying that their place was a gun-free zone. They were saying that they were selling a gun-free zone signs. Now, they were prominently displayed. They were on an end cap over near, you know, like where you'd buy doors. It was on a door side, but right next to where you'd buy mailboxes and the numbers to put on your mailboxes and yard sale signs and everything along that style. It was sitting right there, and I said, "Wow, that's a lot of them." They had different hooks holding them, you know, probably 20 on each hook. And I said, well, that's somebody here that's putting up the displays at this home improvement store said to themselves, I don't like guns. I definitely don't like guns. So I'm going to put these signs right here so everybody can buy them. Listen, that's, I'm guessing, you know, maybe he had 20 people come in and ask to buy them, and he got tired of answering them. So he put them out on the end cap, you know, who knows, but I went looking for, well, you know what, where's the sign that says guns are okay here? Where's the sign that says lawful handgun carry or lawful firearms permit here, you know, permitted, lawful concealed carry permitted on these premises? Notice, where's those signs? Where are those? Well, I went and found them. They were, if you went over and you took a look, you know, over where it says a yard sale, a garage sale, numbers to put on your house, little reflectors to put on your mailbox, just down below that was the signs that said, notice, lawful concealed carry permit on these premises. Notice, lawful concealed carry permitted on premises. A little bit smaller. Little bit, you know, and this is in green outline rather than the angry red telling you can't have your firearm on you when you come into any other place where it's got the no gun sign. You ever notice that most of those are Berettas? Like somebody just headed out for Beretta. Luckily, I don't carry a Beretta, so when I see those signs, I'm like, well, I'm good. That says no Berettas. I don't have a Beretta. These notice signs that say it's lawful to carry, they were tucked way in the corner. So I did what any Constitution American, Second Amendment-loving individual would do. I took the signs. I did, don't get ahead of me. I did not damage or remove or trash the no gun signs. I did, however, move the guns permitted sign that lawful concealed carry is permitted on these presents. I did move that above the no gun signs, the gun-free zone signs. So now if you happen to go to a blue store, blue, giant, big home improvement store, you'll see all of the gun-free zone signs, but atop of them, you'll see notice, lawful, concealed, carry, permitted on these premises. You know, the thing I think that was most at the forefront of my thoughts when I did this was equal. Let's just let this be equal. Let's not have one side of the argument represented here. Let's be equal. Let's give the individual the opportunity to purchase either sign they want. I'll tell you what was very telling, though. The signs, the gun-free zone sign, $3.18. Gun-free zone, $3.18. Lawful concealed carry permitted, $2.48. See? It's even cheaper to allow guns into your premises. It's less expensive than a gun-free zone sign. Doesn't that tell you something right there? Doesn't that tell you a lot? That it's cheaper, it's less expensive, it's not going to cost you as much in the long run to have a gun-free zone sign sitting in the wrong spot. It's better for you. It's less expensive. It's more cost-effective in the long run that you allow concealed carry or open carry. If you're in one of those 45 lucky states where you get to open carry, that's better for you. So thought I'd share that with you. That was after I come back from my Thanksgiving weekend. You heard me last week. I was here on the program with Mark while he was hosting the program. Listen, no lie, I made the joke. I was coming to you from like a cave style dungeon in New York City. It's a very nice house. It's my relative's house, and they have a office basement. They have a basement down there in the corner of the office. But it you know, you're looking up through the little window. At the top, just so you could barely see some daylight coming in. And it reminded me of, for those of you that are showing your age like I am, like Mark does sometimes, that if you remember the program Hogan's Heroes, remember they're in that POW camp there, and they would go down underneath the POW camp, underneath the barracks, and they had this radio room where they could talk to the underground in London. Well, that's what it was like. It was like calling you from there, and it felt apropos because I was literally calling you from behind enemy lines. I was behind enemy lines up there in the gun-hating state of New York. That's a little unfair, too. In New York and New York City and its fingers, let's say that. I was out there. I did go out to Eastern Long Island. I went out to Suffolk County, where in fact, I met our friends over there at FM 103.9 Long Island News Radio, got to meet them. But I was out in that way, and let me tell you about Suffolk County. That's some Trump country right there. I had my my cousin took me out to one house where they had beautiful Christmas lights, and all over the place it had Christmas lights, and it also said Trump, just in big red letters, Trump. This guy was a Trump supporter, and he hasn't put his stuff down, and it's really, really nice to see out there. They called it out in the country, which I thought was a little strange. I always thought Long Island was just Long Island, but evidently they think they're out in the country. So we'll go with that. New York City, on the other hand, I think if you think about guns, the thought police will get you. We know that. We know that William Wilhorn, I'm sorry, you don't recognize that name? Mayor de Blasio, before he changed his name, we know he's a ardent anti-gun. We know he's a Bloomberg disciple. We know all about that. And I was there. Let's just say I may do. Let's just say you'll never catch me dead in a gun-free zone. That's just want to say that. But those people are oppressed. They are oppressed with their firearms. This was amazing. I had some relatives tell me there. If you work in New York City, you work in the five boroughs in New York City, but you choose to live outside the city, you still have to pay the city income tax. That's one of your conditions of employment. You want to work in the city? You got to pay your city income tax. Why is that? Because our Democrat-controlled city doesn't have enough money to pay for itself. So we've got to take more money from people outside the city. That's what they're doing there in New York. Is that? Think about that. I want you to think about taxation without representation. You live in a district outside. You come into New York City, and now you're told if you work here, we're taxing you as if you were a city resident. Well, doesn't everybody else pay sales taxes? Aren't taxes collected from every other business, from every other individual that lives in there? That's not enough. If you can't support your city on the residents that you have, you've got some issues. Listen, plenty of places have done it. I live in a tourist-rich area. You know what they did in a tourist-rich area? They put a bed tax on the hotels. That way, the tourists can contribute to some of the taxes rather than those of us that live here and don't take advantage of some of that tourist stuff. We don't have to pay more. Yeah, sounds right to me. But I guess if you're a New York City employee and not a resident, you're still paying that income tax. That's the way they get you, I guess. You know, what is it? They get you, always get you in the drive-thru? Well, they happen to be driving through New York while going to work in New York City, and they have to pay the extra. So my thoughts go out to them. Hey, you're listening to Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Daily Defense Hour studios. We'll see you after the break.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Well, hopefully by now you figured it out. I am not Mark Walters. I am Mike Borsky. I am from Arms Room Radios, where I normally sit, and it's always a pleasure. It's always an honor to be asked to sit in this chair with Mark, and even just to do the program. You'll hear me on there, whether it's on The Daily Show or on The Monster Show. But before we get into me, well, we're done with me. Let's get into some business. Are you a gun owner? Do you want complete confidence knowing that you're ready to defend your family? How about free firearms training and education? Well, this is your chance to claim your free guide and audiobook to complete concealed carry and family defense confidence. You heard us talk about it here earlier, but this offer won't last forever, and these guides are totally free. What do you have to lose? Just text the word GET to 87222 for instant access to the USCCA's complete concealed carry and family defense guide and audiobook. It's easy, it's quick, it's completely free. Plus, you'll finally know how to detect attackers before they see you. What to do when talking to the police. Oh, so important. How to handle an active shooter. And a whole lot more. 164 pages. Includes an audiobook to listen to in your car. And it's completely free. Plus, if you act now, you also get a bonus home defense checklist. But this offer won't last forever. So text the word GET, G-E-T, to the number 87222 right now before they're gone. Don't miss this essential free guide and audiobook. Text GET to 87222. That's GET to 87222. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me back here on the program. Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit today about ballot initiatives. I think we're going to talk about there's a Florida. Oh boy, you knew this was coming. You've heard Mark talk about this several times on here. States with ballot initiatives, get ready for it to happen. What are ballot initiatives? That's where the voter has the right to get petitions together. Varying by states, varying by population of your state. Half a million votes, or, half a million, verified signatures, 300,000 verified signatures, whatever it happens to be. These can come in a couple of different ways. These could be a ballot initiative. These could be an actual direct voter initiative, or I'm in Florida. You hear about the ballot initiatives in Florida, but there are no ballot initiatives. It's actually Florida constitutional amendment initiatives. So if we pass one down here that says, Wednesday is now called, Never Day. If it passes, that becomes a constitutional amendment to the state of Florida's constitution. So it's not just, it doesn't just create a law. It creates a new constitutional amendment in the state of Florida. There are 26 states and D.C., including D.C., that have ballot initiatives. I'm going to tell you which states these are as we go through here, because the story is kind of important to you. Florida now has a gun control group pushing ballot initiatives to ban assault weapons. You saw this happen. You saw this happen in Washington State. We saw this with I-1639. We knew this was going to happen with I-1639. This is the first major gun legislation that the ballot initiative was able to get passed. Now, we saw a lesser ballot initiative in Nevada 2 years ago, but they ended up getting that one deemed as unlawful. It was unconstitutional in the state of Nevada, so it got dropped. But it was the roadmap, because that was funded. That was funded by Bloomberg. That was this little guy. He just throws. What do you got over there? You got something anti gun? Are you just thinking about anti gun? Here's $1 million. Go ahead and do it. What do you got? How much you got going on up there? What do we got going on there in Washington State? What do you need? $6-7 million? Here you go. Between him, Paul Allen over there at Microsoft. What's the NFL, the whack job up there, the one that owns the Chargers, didn't I? And I just learned they move. I just learned that the Chargers moved. I'm not a football fan anymore. I'm completely gone. You want to keep disrespecting America and lying to the American people? That's fine. You can do that. You're not getting any of my money, and you're not getting any of my dollars. I'm sorry. Quick sidebar story. Thanksgiving in New York City, 25 of us in the little house, and it looks just like the little house you'd see in All in the Family or what are the Kevin James shows, The King of Queens. For the younger folks, it looks just like one of those houses. That's where we are. We're in Queens, in New York, and somebody walks by the TV and they turn it on, and there's a football game on, and they said, "Hey, anybody want to watch the football game today?" And we all just went, "No, we're out." So 25 people just saying no. Yeah, listen, they probably said no to a lot of them because they're Jets fans and their season's been over for a couple of months. But, that's just the way it goes if you're a Jets fan. I wouldn't know. I couldn't tell you right now if the Jets were 15-0 or 0-15. That's how far removed I am from football at this point. All right, jumping back into this story, ballot initiatives. You have, I'm going to give you the states. I told you I was going to give you a couple of states each couple of minutes during this program. Arizona, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, and Florida. I'll give you the first couple of them right there until we get back into the story here. Gun control group pushes assault weapons ban. Oh, I know how we got here, because we were talking about the San Diego Chargers moving. Their owner put together a lot of money towards the initiatives. Group steering committee includes gun control rep Ted Dutch, however he says it, down in Parkland. Recognize that town? Committee members include Parkland students who survived. Oh my God, Mike, you mean that they were shot, or that they had people shoot at them? No. I mean, they were in a different building, 5 acres away and 3 buildings away, but they're a survivor. That's kind of like saying I was the Holocaust was going over there in Germany. I was living in Kansas at the time, but I'm Jewish, so I'm a survivor. Every time these people call themselves their survivors, they belittle those that actually did have to face fire. They belittle those that are actual survivors instead of calling themselves survivors. I'm sorry, going off on a sidebar again there. This group is being funded and being working with a California-based company. Sound familiar? They're getting California-based company for petitions in order to get the necessary signatures to get the initiative on the ballot for 2020. Outside companies, group financiers, have been a big part of gun control initiatives that changed Washington State from the gun-friendly one to the most stringently gun controls states in the union. We know that now. We know that now. We down in Florida, we were a hair away from it. If Andrew Gillum had gotten it, here's one of the big things that Andrew Gillum had going on. Andrew Gillum could have added three Supreme Court justices the day he got inaugurated. The day he got inaugurated, he would have turned the balance of Florida. He would have turned the balance of the state house. He would have turned the court here in Florida, which means they could throw up any illegal, unconstitutional gun ban and get it to stick. Where's that sound like? Sound like Washington State? Did you folks just go through that? You had the incredible people at Second Amendment Foundation got that ballot initiative tossed out only to have the state Supreme Court in Washington State say it's okay. Thankfully, hopefully, fingers crossed, the Second Amendment Foundation's at it again, going under the Interstate Commerce Clause as well as a couple other things, trying to get you people up in Washington State, get you some of your freedoms back, some of your liberties, some of your constitutional rights, trying to get those back for you. Well, we're watching what's going on. Those of us down in the Southeast are watching because lots of ballot initiative states still out there that may have to face this. Idaho, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi. You're some of them. You're going to have to be dealing with this. You're going to have to fight this. Now Florida's got to deal it. Florida's got to take a look at it. Florida's got to wait for these people. Got to wait for these people to come around and come up with this anti-constitutional, anti-Second Amendment garbage and try and get it put on us. Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Oregon, Oklahoma, Ohio, North Dakota, New Mexico, Nevada, Nebraska, Montana, Missouri. Folks, don't let this happen to you. You need to get out and you need to be aware. If you're not joining Second Amendment Foundation or your state's gun rights organization, you're just wrong. You're just wrong because that's the only people that are going to stand behind this. Go check out your friends at SAF.org. You can definitely find them there. I want to thank you for listening to me today, listening to me rant on, and thanks to Mark Walters for letting me sit in a big chair. It's always an honor. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. Mark, we'll see you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.